Oblivious. How oblivious? What is the word I'm searching for? Well, let me think here. Hambone? No. He wadded up his mouth. Bacon? No, a big word. Think, Drover. Elephant? Wait, I've got it. Oblivious. Never heard of it. Until we wrap up this case, we will be oblivious to all the so forth. Viola's pickup was coming back towards the hayfield. Well, they didn't find the crooks. Quick, under the truck. Maybe Slim will forget we're here. We scooted ourselves under the hay truck and became invisible to human eyes and enemy radar. The pickup stopped and two doors slammed. Slim and Viola made their way towards the truck, and I could hear them talking.
Well, they missed a good chance there, but they're liable to come back after dark. If they do, I'll be ready for them.
Slim, please just call the sheriff.
I ain't calling the sheriff.
Why?
Viola, when you call the sheriff, it ends up in the local newspaper. I can see it now. While Slim Chance, local cowboy hero, was taking his afternoon nap under the hay truck, two hay hooks and a socket set disappeared from the cab. Mr. Chance couldn't describe the suspects, didn't write down the license plate number, and never even saw a vehicle, but he did find a monkey track in the dirt.
I see what you mean.
I'd be laughed out of the county. If Loper read that in the paper, he'd holler and squall for 3 days. I'd never hear the end of it.
Well, promise that you won't do anything foolish.
I never set out to do anything foolish. It just turns out that way sometimes.
Slim, promise.
Okay, I promise that I won't shoot out his headlights, radiator, and all 4 tires. I won't take a piece of windmill rod and whip him and his frazzling monkey all the way up to Kansas, although that might be fun.
Nothing dangerous or foolish.
All I want is a tag number and a description of the pickup. Then I'll call the sheriff, and there won't be any mention of me taking a nap.
Fair enough. Well, you said something about hauling hay?
It ain't moved. You still offering to drive?
Let the adventure begin.
Well, driving that old truck will give you plenty of adventure.
At this point, you're probably worried sick that Drover and I got squashed under the wheels of the hay truck, right? I mean, we'd found it convenient to vanish for a while, and we'd gone into stealthy silence under the truck. So you might say that our lives were in serious danger. Actually, the danger factor was pretty small. A dog would have had to be deaf and blind to get squashed under that particular truck, and you know why? Because when they fired up the motor, it made such an awful roar and sent out such a cloud of smoke, even a rock would have moved. We moved with time to spare and spent the rest of the day on rodent duty in the hayfield. By this time, Slim had other things on his mind besides the monkey episode, such as blistered fingers, aching muscles, stickers in his elbows, dehydration, and sweat-burned eyes. And it all added up to a pleasant afternoon. When Slim is bone-tired and dripping sweat, he's pretty easy to get along with.